I will. Yeah, I'm going to. We've our convention on the 23rd of September, so I'm going to put my name forward for that.
You'll just be the second female candidate across the whole constituency following Fianna Fáil's Idel McSharry. She's the only other female sitting councillor that has confirmed that she will be going ahead as well. It's a, I suppose it's a bit of a step forward for women in politics, which is something you're quite passionate about already.
Yeah, and I think it's wonderful. Like, I think the more, I suppose there is the saying, if you see it, you can be it, you know, and the more people that put themselves forward, the more that other young women are encouraged to get involved in politics as well. And I just absolutely love being a councillor. I love my role, and it's such an honour to be elected. And I can see how you can get things done. You know, I suppose I didn't realise going in how much an impact you actually can have. And I would love to be able to bring that further. If I got elected to represent the entire constituency, would be an absolute. I suppose it would be like a complete honour that you can actually really be a very strong voice for this area, which I think has been neglected for so long.
Of course, you were just recently elected to Sligo County Council for the first time in the local elections last June. Should you go forward and be selected for Labour and then even go further and become a TD, there would raise the question then of who would be co-opted in after you then?
It would, absolutely. And that would go back to the constituency. You know, that would go back to our own local Sligo Leitrim constituency. And that would be, I suppose that always comes the case if someone is co-opted, you know. But, you know, I think, like, I'm ambitious in politics. I think that we need a strong alternative voice. It doesn't have to be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, you know. Labour are a very strong alternative voice. People believe in democratic socialism. They believe in social democracy. And I want to give people a choice if they can vote for someone. If I get selected at the convention, you know. I know already, like, I can see from, I suppose, the result I got in the vote, I got it locally, that people, there is definitely an interest in change, and there's definitely an interest in, you know, bringing that social democratic voice to politics. And I hope we have to just see what's going to happen over the next few weeks.